piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Typically, we do not encourage people to buy or cook or eat farmed fish. But we have an exception here.
We have an exception, and there are actually probably more than one exception. Before we get into this, though, I would like to say that for many years, I have tried to buy like a 2-pound whole fish, such as a bass or a snapper or a rockfish. And I have never been successful. I have asked markets to order it for me, and they say they can. And then when the time comes to pick it up, there's always, I'm sorry, we couldn't get it for you. But I love a whole fish. When I grew up in China, we ate a fair amount of fish. But one of the favorite ways of preparing a whole fish was to steam it. Very simple preparation, which I'll talk about. But I walked into Costco recently on a Sunday, and I saw sitting there, beautiful, glistening striped bass. These were fish that had been totally cleaned. They'd been scaled. They had been packed that day. I bought one, and it said farmed. And I thought, well, I'm going to buy it anyway, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to check, and I'm just going to hope that I did the right thing.
Yeah.
Got home, went on the computer, went on to MontereyBayAquarium.org, because that's where you can find out what fish is okay to eat, whether it's sustainably caught in the wild or whether it's an okay fish that's farmed. Turned out striped bass is a top choice.
Really?
Because it is farmed in a sustainable way. It's not polluting. Their fish are not being fed antibiotics. They're not being fed anything that is going to get into the environment. Well, I breathed a sigh of relief because I thought, phew, I can actually have this fish.
Okay.
And I was thrilled. Let me tell you how I made it.
Well,
I like, as I said, whole fish.
Sure.
So I have an oval roaster, one of these old-fashioned oval roasters with a nice lid with a handle.
Yeah.
So I put about 2 inches of water in there. And then I needed to be able to support the fish somehow in there. And so I took a springform pan and I detached the ring from the springform pan and I set it into the water. Then I set the roaster on the fire and then I turned the heat on high. As the water was coming to the boil, I rinsed my striped bass inside and out, patted it dry. I made 3 slices at an angle on each side of the fish, cutting deeply into the flesh all the way to the bone, because this will speed up the cooking. Do this on both sides. And then I just sprinkled it with a little bit of salt, a little bit of sherry wine on both sides, and then some scallions, some shredded scallions, green onion, and some shredded ginger. That was it. Then I put it on a plate, and then I set the plate on top of the springform ring, and the water was boiling at that point. And then I put the dome lid of the oval roaster on, and I timed 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And then I tested it after 10 minutes, and I tested the thickest part of the meat, probing away the flesh from the bone to make sure that there was no red or pink near the bone, because if there was, then it would show that the flesh had not been thoroughly cooked. So I did find a little bit of pink, so I covered it up and I cooked it 2 more minutes. And at 12 minutes, this fish was just beautifully cooked. And then all I did to serve with it was I made a sauce of soy sauce and vinegar and minced ginger. And that's a fairly watery sauce. You can stir in some hoisin sauce, which is a fermented bean sauce, to give it a little bit more body. You can serve it with that. I drained the juices from the plate, brought the fish to the table, had the sauce there, and then also a bowl with some rice and our chopsticks. And then we just picked at the fish and then dipped it into the sauce and put it on the rice and then just ate it. The two of us ate that entire fish. I couldn't imagine anything healthier. And it was so delicious. The fish was just so fresh and it was so wonderful. And it's my favorite way, actually, of cooking a striped bass. So everybody, buy striped bass. It is a delicious fish. Yeah, you can fix it any way that you like, but this is kind of my favorite way.
Well, I'm so delighted that a farmed fish is available this way. I mean, there are some others.
Tilapia is okay. Catfish is okay.
And we're concerned about the way salmon are being farmed.
Right. But MontereyBayAquarium.org will have all this information for you. I encourage you to go there.
I think there are some good farmed trout, too.
Right.
MontereyBayAquarium.org. Go there and check it out. Also, come back next week for
The Food Guys. Guys.